They had a rough life. Arsenic workers would have a rough life. My mum, as a young girl, she can remember the stamps working, and they'd be working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, these crushing the ore. And the wages weren't very much. And, of course, they didn't live a long time either, you know, 40, 50, and that was about it, right? Most of them lived in rented accommodation, but it was very basic. No indoor toilets or no running water. Usually a tap at the end of the street or whatever. Communal taps and outdoor toilets. And you had to share the darn things as well. So it wasn't a good life, really, when you think of it. And down at Morwell Am, the arsenic, it would be loaded in barrels and then shipped from Morwell Am to the cotton-growing states of America. And on the railway, on the Cornish side, the railway did handle it, because I'm an old railwayman as well, by the way. It's 46 years on the railway. There was no arsenic then, but the chaps used to tell me it would be sent away in sealed vans. It was very dangerous traffic, actually. But it was mostly in 200-weight barrels. Big barrels of arsenic would be loaded. The arsenic workers had to wear, it was like a cloth over their mouth, and they would put cotton wool, I think, in their ears, because it was very dangerous, like, you know. Sometimes you'd want a path in your garden, a new path, and you'd go up to the arsenic works with a wheelbarrow and pick up a load of arsenic and lay it down. Nothing would grow there, so you had a ready-made path.
The arsenic men that worked on the arsenic, in night times, they would glow in the dark. You could see them coming, I suppose, because of the arsenic would go in the pores of their skin and show white. It was the arsenic in their on their skin and their sweat, because they would sweat, so the arsenic would stick to their faces. And then you'd see them, they'd glow in the dark.